Patient name, George Karamagi, spelled K-A-R-A-M-A-G-I. Date of birth, 9/6/67. Date of service, 11/12/24. This is a 57-year-old male patient here today with complaint of left foot pain and swelling. He has had this now for several weeks. He tells me that this started 3 weeks ago when he was golfing. He suspects he wore a new pair of tennis shoes, and he verbalized to me that he tied the laces very tight. As he was playing golf, he noticed the left foot started to hurt, and by the end of his 18-hole golf game, he told me that he had to go home, which is an exception for him, and of course that was due to the pain. Over the last 3 weeks, he tells me he's had increasing edema, although the pain has gotten better. Period in a paragraph. No other issues were verbalized to me today. Period in a paragraph. Medications, he does have metformin 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Period in a paragraph. Continuing on with the exam, patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, abdominal pain, or activity intolerance other than limping on that left leg. Period in a paragraph. Normal GI. Period in a paragraph. A complete review of systems was done. It was completely negative except for what is mentioned above. Period in a paragraph. Blood pressure, 156 over 95, pulse 78, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, oxygenation 100% on room air. Period in a paragraph. Medications, metformin as above. Medical history, diabetes. Patient also has a history of low testosterone and vitamin D deficiency. Period in a paragraph. Family history of high blood pressure, surgeries none. Period in a paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. He is wearing a left foot ortho boot to assist with his ambulation. Period in a paragraph. Exam, H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal round, neck soft, no fibromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. There is no JVD. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Lower extremities, they are asymmetric. Right lower extremity within normal limits. Left lower extremities beginning from the calf and downward. There is a plus one edema, more so toward the superior ankle area. Period, new paragraph. His left lower extremity seems to be non-tender. Period, new paragraph. There is no change in temperature. His toes and distal foot on the left side are within normal limits as far as temperature. There is no temperature variation right foot versus the left. Period, new paragraph. We have done a set of ultrasounds on this gentleman related to the above complaint. We did find an item suspicious for deep vein thrombosis on the left lower extremity. We are going to send him next door to the emergency room for further workup with a CT scan. Period, new paragraph. We've obtained a set of labs for him today. He will follow back up with us in a week. His last lab he had with us was in March of 2023. At that time, his A1C was 10.6. Period, new paragraph. His non-fasting blood sugar today on AccuCheck was 241. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Diabetes not controlled. We're going to evaluate this further with labs and adjust medications as needed upon getting the results. Period, new paragraph. Left lower leg pain and foot pain. Possible DVT. He's sent to the emergency room for follow-up. period in the paragraph, low testosterone on prior exam. Once again, a blood draw was done. We will wait for those results. Period in the paragraph, vitamin D deficiency. Blood draw was done. We're going to wait for the results before prescribing any medications. Period in the paragraph, I've explained to him the importance of going to get worked up for this possible deep vein thrombosis. He understands it. We'll head toward the emergency area next door promptly. Period in the paragraph, a patient will return to clinic for the lab results. I've also have in hand, he had an MRI of that left lower extremity yesterday, and it showed possible fragmentation and sclerosis of the navicular, maybe due to remote trauma or destructive neuropathic arthropathy. Also, patchy neuroedema of the midfoot, evidence of a prior ankle sprain. No mention of any vascular issues, period, in the paragraph. Nevertheless, on ultrasound today, we did identify what seems to be a vascular anomaly. We will work that up at the emergency room.